Iola Jean. I've worked with hundreds of staff members over my career. I can count on two fingers how many of their middle names I can recall, and I'm really not sure about the second. I don't know why Iola Jean Perkins sticks, but it does. I've included a couple more reflections regarding Miss Perkins below. Another lock issue. Prior to my arrival in Addison, there were no parent-teacher organizations. The closing of the Devil's Lake School, coupled with the reorganization of Addison's main campus, brought about significant change for both staff and our parents. Students, being the resilient souls they are, adopted to the change very quickly. Some of the adults struggled. Teachers who reported to three different leaders the prior year now looked to me. As a new guy, they seemed like one unit, but I learned over time that the leadership change was more difficult for some than others. Parents were also looking for a new direction. We started a parent-teacher organization, PTO, in the spring of 1978. The new organization provided a way for the teaching staff and the community's parents to work together. One quick program adopted by the parents was providing dinner for the staff during parent-teacher conferences. It was a simple concept and a welcome innovation. As one of the dinner breaks was drawing to a close, I was walking by the teacher's lounge, and a small group of three or four teachers was gathered outside the restroom door. They were talking to someone inside a single-stall room. As I approached, one of the teachers said, "Miss Perkins is trapped inside, and she can't get the door open." I quickly surveyed the situation. The door hinges were on the inside, and there was no emergency safety switch on the outside to trigger. I offered up a quick question. "Miss Perkins, have you tried turning the doorknob both ways?" "Yes, and it won't open." "Have you had dinner yet?" "No." "How about I get you a couple pieces of pizza while we try to get this figured out? I can slide them under the door." While I thought my attempt at humor was funny, Miss Perkins didn't. "Just get me out of here." As we were talking through the door, our band of rescuers increased. Lawrence Knowles, the husband of a library aide, was the last to arrive on the scene. He asked what was wrong, we told him, and he reached out and turned the handle. Magically, the door opened. I assumed that the first responder had tried the door before my arrival, so I didn't. No one attempted the obvious until Lawrence appeared. He saved the day. Miss Perkins retired the same year as three fellow elementary school staff members. She was joined by two teachers, Rena and Elaine, and one of our playground supervisors, Nelda. We had a nice dinner followed by a program to recognize several staff members for a variety of accomplishments. The entire K-12 staff and school board had been invited to attend. Most of them did. I was asked to speak regarding each of my retirees. I did my best to offer up a bit of humor each time I was asked to speak at such events. Making people laugh helped me hide my softer side. I found movie posters at the local movie rent-a-center, copied pictures from the elementary school book, and glued each of the retirees' headshot on a poster that I had selected just for them. I unveiled each poster as I spoke about each honoree. I chose a motorcycle movie for Miss Perkins. She was the last person on earth that would expect to see riding such a beast with her beehive blowing in the wind, when I unrolled the poster featuring her riding a hog, her expression was priceless. As she stepped up to her gift, we embraced, and for a moment, I knew what Freddie must have felt like several years ago. One final note. A few months after my arrival in Addison, there was an evening gathering at the school. I don't recall anything about the event except a brief exchange that I had with Miss Perkins. She was sitting by herself in a chair, just watching people come and go, and I sat down with her. We spoke of the nice crowd and the positive vibe that everyone was feeling. She offered up a simple sentence. "You are a kind man." I don't know what prompted the compliment, but I never forgot it. Perhaps that's why I took the time to remember her middle name.